You say you searching for happiness, well, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
A person that is proud, they have a number of bad traits. And I want to deal with just a few this morning so we can learn. First of all, a person that is proud, they're unwilling to listen and or obey. You can try to tell a person what they need to do, but when they're proud, they're not going to listen. And they show enough not going to follow through and obey the instructions that you're giving them. Mm-hmm. Brother, you ought to do such and such and such and such. They hear you, but they don't listen and obey. That's a proud individual. Girl, you know what? You shouldn't do such and such. She will not listen nor obey. That is someone who is proud. Secondly, someone who is proud, they fight and reject God's will. Come to God's house, hear the word, but they reject it. That's a proud individual. Hear God's word from a parent, hear God's word from his prophet, but they fight it. And how many know we shouldn't fight God? Because there's no way you can win. The Lord is undefeated. And so a proud person, they just going to reject God's word. You can sit down and show them what the scriptures say, and sometimes they'll just nod their head, you right. But leave your presence and do something else. Words to describe a person that's proud, they're arrogant. They're all about themselves. And young people go through phases of being arrogant. You think you know everything. The Bible uses a term that's synonymous with being proud, haughty. We don't usually use that term in our vocabulary, but in scripture, you'll see a word that says haughtiness. That's just another way of saying a person is proud, egotistical. Then we got an old-fashioned word we use here at the MSW, high booty, just stuck up. All about themselves. A genuine faith walker must not be proud. A genuine faith walker should not be proud. And I want to show you some truths why. And I'm just going to take my time and deal with the opposite of humble, being proud. Because it's very important. If we're going to be faith walkers, we don't need to walk in pride or be proud. Y'all ready to learn some more? All right, let's stay in James for a moment. Let's go to chapter 4 and notice, if you will, verse number 6. And notice what James writes here. But he, being God, gives more grace Therefore, he says, God resists the proud. Lord have mercy. One reason we don't need to be proud, or one truth about being proud, is that God resists a proud person. God is against a proud individual. Someone that will hear the word but won't do it, God is against that person. Someone that is arrogant, they think their way is better than God's way, God is against that person. His face is against that person. And I don't know how you feel about it. I don't want God to be against me. I don't want to be out here living my life, but in my consciousness, in my spirit, I'm knowing God is not pleased with me. God is, his hand is not in my life. Oh, Lord, I need God's hand in my life. I need God's favor in my life. I need God's grace in my life. I don't know how you feel about it, but I do not want the Lord of hosts to be against me. I do not want the King of Kings to be against me. I want him to be for me. I want to be on his team. I want to follow him into all truth. But when a person is proud, God is against you. When a person rejects the will of God and they would rather do what they want to do, don't look for things to work out together for your good. Don't look for prayers to be answered. No, you're doing things your way instead of God's way. And young folk, we have to be careful. For that matter, grown folk, we have to be careful. I don't want God against my marriage. I'm not conducting myself the way I should, and God is against my marriage. Oh, no. I don't want to be pastor of God's house, and I'm not doing what he has told me to do, and God is against my leadership. He resists the proud. In scripture, one person that God resisted, but he gave him chance after chance after chance, was Saul. He kept working with Saul, kept giving him an opportunity, but the Lord would use Samuel to tell him what he needed to do. Saul would constantly do what he wanted to do until finally the Lord got fed up. And understand, God is love, God is gracious, God is kind, but God will get fed up. And the Bible teaches young folk, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry or living God. And so when the Lord got fed up with Saul because he was being proud, he was being arrogant, he was being disobedient, he rejected Saul. And everything that the Lord had gave Saul, guess what the Lord did? Took it back. And gave it to somebody better. No. I got to make sure that I'm not proud so God doesn't resist me. Lord, these are my plans. This is what I want to do. Well, it ain't going to work because you ain't doing it my way. God resists the proud. How many are getting the picture? In our day and time, proud folks say things like this. I hear you, but I hear what you're saying, mama. Yeah, I hear what the preacher is saying, but y'all ever use that term before? Now y'all don't want to talk to me. I hear what you're saying, but I got to do what I got to do. I got to do. See who the emphasis on is not on God. It's on self. That's a proud individual. Yeah, I hear what she's saying, but I got to do what I got to do. I got needs. I got to do this. I got to do that. That sounds like a proud individual. Look, I got to do something. Things ain't going the way I wanted to go. I got to do something. Again, I'm going to ask y'all, have y'all ever used these terms before? Yeah. Whenever you hear these words coming out of your heart, that's pride right there. Let's go to Proverbs 8. Why are you turning to Proverbs 8? I'm going to tell you something. When you and I strive to do the will of God, it's going to be tight sometime. It's going to be challenging. See, the way of the Lord, the Bible describes it as a narrow way. It's going to be challenging. And sometimes your flesh ain't going to want to go the way that God wants you to go. That pride, that ego is going to try to rise up. But you have to remember, narrow is the way that leads to life. If I get to doing it the way I want to do or the way everybody else is doing, the Bible says broad is the way that leads to destruction. Proverbs 8, 13. All right. So the first thing we learned about, or the first truth we learned about the proud is that God what? He resists the proud, right? What's the first truth we learned? Stay with me. God does what? Resist the proud. Okay. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to help me hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way. Let's stop right there. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. When pride, that ego rises up, you got to remember, don't let it have its way, because that's what the Lord hates. Amen. When your spouse is right, don't let that ego rise up to get you to go along. Let's just tell your spouse, you right. I was wrong. When the Lord tells you don't do something, but your flesh wants to do it, put your flesh under subjection, because God hates evil, pride, and arrogance. Well, God know my heart. Yeah, and what's in your heart is pride. And that's what God hates. He detests it. He does not embrace it. The old folks say God don't bless no mess. And so when a person is proudful, when a person is arrogant, God ain't smiling on that. Isn't it amazing what we call cute, but God be like, I ain't smiling. What we call fun sometimes, God hates. Man, we having fun. Is it evil? God hates it. Are you doing what you want to do or what God wants you to do? And I have to remind myself, if I ever get proud, God ain't happy with Baker. If I ever get to doing what I want to do, following the trends of the world, when the Bible told me to be not conformed to this world, I got to remember, God ain't going to embrace or be happy with me. And I want God to be happy with me. I want God to be pleased with my ways. How do y'all feel about it? Yeah. God loves, but there are things also that God hates. Does arrogance ever try to rise up in you sometime? Be honest. Does your pride sometime try to show its face? And you know what we do sometime? We'll try to justify. Well, I'm just being me. No, you being prideful. Because if anyone will follow the Lord, the Bible says we must first deny our pride, our ego. This ain't no shouting message, but it's a truth message. Is it good? Yeah. Proverbs 15. I want to see God be glorified. What about you? Yeah. We don't want to see self. We want to see God. Right? John said, less of me, Lord, and more of you. Right? All right. Proverbs 15:25. This one kind of hard. Proverbs 15:25. The Lord, look at the promise, will destroy the house of the proud. The Lord, what's that next word? Will. Suggesting a promise. And how many know all of the promises of God are yes and amen. Now, because it's a proverb, it has a figurative meaning. House, our body, or we are the house of the Lord. So basically, the Lord will destroy the life of the proud. A person's life will come to ruin when they are proud. Come to ruin. You know who one of the main examples in scriptures we see whose life was messed up because of pride? Lucifer. Lucifer or Satan, he wanted to exalt himself to be as the Most High, his pride. And the Lord kicked him out of heaven. He fell to earth. And we know that he is going to spend eternity, according to scripture, in the lake of fire. Lord have mercy. You check out Isaiah, I think it's 14 and 13, and it talks about it. And Proverbs 16:18 goes on to say, pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit or attitude before a fall. Whenever you see folk getting arrogant, feel like they can't be touched, feel like wrong can't happen to them, like you can't get locked up, like you can't get caught. That's when a person is about to self-destruct. That's when a person is on their way down. I don't want that to happen. I said, I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't want to see it happen to God's people. But again, it's a choice. We choose to be proud as young men and young women, as adults. Am I right about it? But understand, when a person gets a proud attitude, what's going to follow? Destruction. I don't need to go to church. That's when your life starts headed to ruin. Well, I don't need to pray. I'm good. I'm strong. That's when your life is headed for ruin. Well, it's okay for me to hang out with so-and-so, but God told you not to. That's when your life is headed to ruin. I don't need to bring God his tithe and offer. I got to do this over here. That's when your life is headed for ruin. Well, I know to be holy, but I want to do a little bit of something on the side. That's when your life is headed for ruin. Pride comes before destruction. Mama, let me just stay in bed. I don't want to go. That's when your life is headed down the wrong path. Is it clear? God resists the proud. If we fear the Lord, if we really true worshipers, we should hate pride. But also remember that the life or the house of the proud will be destroyed. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but messages like this make me respect God even the more. Make me fear God just a little bit more. Make me depend on him just a little bit more. Lord, without you, I'm nothing. If I get in the way, I'm going to mess up my life. If I get in the way, I'm going to mess up my good. I'm going to mess up my better. I'm going to mess up my bigger. I don't need to get in the way. I don't need to be proud for. I don't need to be too proud to give God the praise. I said, I don't need to be too proud to give God the praise that's due to his name. Y'all feel the same way? I don't need to be proud. Too important to give God praise? Who does that? Look at somebody say, who does that? No. Too proud to turn in victory? Too proud to shout hallelujah? Oh, no. But on the other hand, instead of being proud, we can choose to be humble. Now, it's going to take something, young folk, to be humble. Because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, it seems that it's more easier just to be arrogant about ourselves. So it's going to take us some work to humble ourselves. That's what the scripture say. You and I, we have to humble ourselves. God ain't going to do it. We have to choose to be humble. And humble don't mean being weak. Matter of fact, a strong person is humble. It says that you got self-control. It says that you have discipline. It says that you have power over how you think, how you talk, and how you act. You just don't do what you want to do. You got some power. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Make yourself do the will of God. Humble yourself. Quit saying you can't. Just humble yourself. Humble yourself. Quit saying it's too hard. No, just humble yourself. Usually when we say we can't and it's too hard, truth is we just used to doing it another way. So you have to unlearn what you done learned. Look at somebody say, sometimes you have to unlearn what you done learned. Yeah. You got to unlearn some dumb stuff. And humble yourself. Got to be willing to listen and obey. Got to make yourself low. This is it. Or submissive to the will of God. I got to make myself submit to God's will. I don't want to do it. But I know I need to do it, so I gotta make myself submit. When Jesus knew he was about to suffer, be killed, and crucified, his flesh, that pride, rose up. Lord, if it be possible, take this cup from me. But then he made himself submit to the will of God and said, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. I want to get high, but that's not your will, Lord. I got to make myself not get high. Because the weed just ain't going to walk into your mouth. It ain't going to do that. It's just not going to jump in. How did that get there? No, it don't work like that. You got to make yourself submit to the will of God. Humble yourself. A tattoo just ain't gonna jump on your body. You just ain't gonna wake up one day, man, I got a lion on my neck. I got a tiger on my back. No, you had to go somewhere, sit in a seat. You had to look at a book and choose or bring a picture. You had to do that. That earring just ain't gonna jump in your nose, your ear, or your nipple, your belly. It ain't gonna just wake up one. Look at the Lord done did. It ain't gonna work like that. You got to go to the mall. You got to say what you want, where you want it. You got to humble yourself. Now, the Lord done told me not to do that, but I sure would look cute with it. No, you got to humble yourself. That girl booty and her thighs just ain't going to magically be in your hand. It just ain't going to be like, oh, God. Oh, God, no, you're going to have to do something. Hand you, no. Now, we laughing, but this is how young folk get caught up. You be doing stuff, going places, next thing, how in the world that I in here? You did it. You didn't humble yourself. Dope man did not make you give him $20. He didn't just go in your pocket, that's mine, here's some weed. No. You gotta humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. You have to make yourself submit to God's will. Even when you're tempted. Even when your body craving things. Wanting things that your parents done taught you a Christian shouldn't do. That your pastor done taught you is contrary to God's word. You have to make yourself submit to God's will. That music did not just magically get on your phone. You had to put it there. You had to accept it from an email or AirDrop or download it somewhere yourself. Porn just don't show up. You got to click something. You got to submit to the will of God and not to the desires of your flesh or what your friends want you to do. Boy, y'all ain't saying nothing, but did some good teaching at the early service. Am I right about it? Yeah. Look at the definition of humble. To make oneself low or submit to the will of God. Sometimes you got to make yourself pray. Sometimes you got to make yourself pick up the remote and change the channel. You don't be sitting there watching P-Valley, be like, oh my God. No, no, pick up the remote, turn the channel. You don't make yourself celebrate Pride Month. Hey, let's celebrate. Love is love. No. You don't go to the meeting. Your feet just don't. Let's go to the meeting. No. No, I know God ain't pleased with that. Now, your classmate may do it, but if you're a true faith walker, you have to draw. Look at somebody say, oh God, this is some good teaching. That's some good teaching. Y'all ain't clapping. Y'all ain't amen. No, hold your clap. Too late, first lady. I know you got my back. Too late. But it is some good teaching. That's some good teaching right there. You can't get that on Amazon. You can't. Our main text teaches one divine benefit of humility. Look at this. The Lord will lift us up. See, the humble are divinely exalted. Bottom line, when we humble ourselves, it's going to be a blessing in it. Whenever we choose to submit to the will of God, it's a blessing in it. Y'all didn't hear that. I said, whenever you choose to submit to the will of God, it's a blessing in it. Even though sometimes it's challenging, young folk, it's a blessing in it. And that's the mindset we got to have. If I just submit, if I be humble, God going to bless me. Yes. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and look at the promise. He will do what? Lift you up. It's a blessing in it. If I just humble myself, it's a blessing in it. Y'all help me say that. Say, if I humble myself, it's a blessing in it. Flesh don't want to give, but if I give, it's a blessing in it. I want to tell her off, but if I just hold my peace, if I just be slow to speak, it's a blessing in it. Whatever's on the table and God tells us to do, and we humble ourselves and do it, it's going to be a blessing in it. How many want the blessings of the Lord? Y'all ain't responding like y'all excited about the blessings of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, the scriptures say, makes one rich and adds no. That's what I want. So I have to just submit. I just have to humble myself. Be willing to listen. Be willing to obey. And just do what God tells me to do. Because you'll get to a point in your life as a young person, young adult, and adult. Sometimes you just want to do what you want to do. You just want to kick up your feet and do what you want to do. Am I right about him? But see, this is what the Bible says. It says in that day, before the Lord returns, you're going to have a bunch of people doing what they want to do. Eating, drinking, having fun, or being merry. And that's when the Lord will show up in that person's life. But see, I want to be found before God, submissive to his will. When the Lord returns, I want him to find faith in my life. What about you? So you have to make yourself sometime, young folk, do the will of God. And the Lord is talking to a number of us because we've been slacking some areas. And the Lord is saying, look, that's pride right there. You need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God or the will of God. And it's a blessing in it. It's a blessing in it. Oh, Lord. Truths about humble faith walkers. It's going to get touchy, but it's going to be so helpful. Touch me, Lord. If it's going to help me. Am I right about it? All right. We're going to hit the corner. Let's look at some truths about humble faith walkers. Now, keep in mind our main text. Humble yourself. What's our main text? Let's go back. I don't want to misquote it. Humble yourself in the sight of who? Of the Lord. And he will lift you up. One thing this suggests is that when we are humble, God will help us to mature. Before I deal with these truths, let me just back up and say what the Holy Spirit wants me to say. When we humble ourselves, young folk, that's a sign of maturity. When you still do what you want to do, that's childish. It's just like a little baby. Don't touch that. What the baby do? And then what they do? They touch it. That's childish. That's what a child or a baby does. But when a person can humble themselves, that's a sign of maturity. You get to the point to where you just say, man, let me just go ahead and do what the Lord wants me to do. All right? So keep that in mind. Let's go to James again. James 4. It's our third stop in James today. Let's go back to the Apostle James book. Notice, if you will, verse 7. All right. Is the teaching helping anybody? All right. James 4 and 7. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when it comes to being humble, remember, to be humble means to submit to God's will. Look what James said. Submit to God. But we also have to do what? Resist the devil. So being humble, like I said earlier, you're going to have to fight. It's going to be challenging to yourself, to your flesh, to your mind. But we humble ourselves or submit to God, but at the same time, we're going to have to fight demons. Lord have mercy. How many have ever strive to obey God, but you still be hearing other voices? You have other feelings. You hear your peers say certain things. You trying to do one thing, but you got all these folk in your ear. You're trying to make certain decisions, but you got a whole bunch of voices. He says, look, when you're trying to submit to God, do that, but also resist the devil. You're going to have to fight. One way we fight is in prayer. Lord, I'm striving to do what you're telling me to do. I want to do something else. I'm hearing these voices, but Lord, I'm standing on your word. You told me to be steadfast. You told me to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, I'm just going to stick to what you're telling me to do. God told you to do one thing, but all these other voices telling you to do something. You got to fight that. You just don't hear other voices, other persuasions, and you follow that. That's opposition. You have to fight opposition. Whenever you and I get on the road that leads to obeying God, opposition is going to try to get us to take a detour. But you and I, young folk, we got to stay in the vein that God puts us on. Don't allow anybody to entice us, to discourage us. No, I'm staying in the will of God. I'm submitting to God, and I'm fighting off opposition. God done told me to work and save. I'm just going to work and save. That's what he told me to do. Work and save. Work, of course, bring God his and give, but we know we're going to work and save. If he told me to stay off from around certain folk, that's the will. But they pulling on me, Pastor. Well, you're going to have to fight that. Stop answering phone calls. Stop answering texts. Quit going on social media, on Snapchat, and respond. And just put that to sleep so you don't yield to temptation. Because you already know what the Lord told you to do. So you got to fight opposition. Trying to stay off the porn, Lord, but it's tempting. Well, every time something pop on your phone, clear it off, delete, report, flag. But you got to fight opposition. Am I right about it? Y'all act like y'all don't have to fight things. When depression come your way, that spirit come your way, you got to fight that. You got to get somewhere and pray. You got to get a scripture to meditate on. You got to fight that so you can have your peace, so you can remain happy. Got to fight opposition. And I don't know about you, I got opposition. Maybe I'm just teaching to myself this morning. I can't be, because God wouldn't have gave me the text if it wasn't for somebody. You got to fight that stuff. God wants you to be a young man that's holy. You got to fight the trends of the world. God didn't call you to be no thug. So you have to fight those trends, those spirits that come against you as a young man of God to try to conform to the world. You know God don't want you going to get yourself all pierced up and tatted up. He wants you to be holy. So you have to fight them spirits. Don't even talk about it when your friends bring up. What you going to do? Man, I don't want to talk about that. You got to fight opposition. If you getting sexual pressure from your peers, cut them off. Because you're trying to stay in the will of God. Lord, have mercy. Am I right about it? Sometimes you got to tell. See, the world will tell you, snitch, don't snitch. No, snitch, say it. Snitching is for criminals. It is. Snitching is for criminals. If you go do a crime with somebody else, both of y'all done chose to do a crime. Snitching is when one of you don't want to be accountable for your crime. But see, you don't live by that code. You live by this right here. You live by the scripture. You have to expose devils. You have to expose or shine the light on folk. That ain't snitching. That's exposing. You don't go spend the night over somebody's house and you go to have fun, but then somebody at the spend the night party want to do some freaky stuff. You don't hold that in. No, you go tell. Hey, they in here trying to touch some stuff. Call their mama and get them out of here. That's snitching. You call it what you want. You shine the light on darkness. That's what you do. That's what you do. You resist the devil. You don't let them oppress you, depress you. You fight them. Don't text me no more. I told you I'm not going to do that. Leave me alone. Get out my face and leave me alone. Get strong on them. I got this attorney, this Atlanta attorney. Get the strong arm. How many know sometimes you got to get strong on folk? Yeah, hey, leave me alone. Resist. Put up a fight. Don't be like Eve and go along with your enemies. Put up a fight. You trying to submit to God. Why you leave the chat? Because I don't want to talk about what y'all talking about. Bye. Why you ain't in the group chat no more? Because y'all want me to be honest? Y'all nasty. Bye. We was doing good until y'all got to talking about such and such. Resist the devil. Just don't go along with it. Don't just stay in the break room while they talking about it. Get up, get your turkey sandwich, and go to the next table. This man did that to me. He got to talking nasty. I said, man, I got to go. Bye. Got in my truck and left. He come outside the house. I don't even wave to him. I just keep going straight. I don't want him to say, come on over here or nothing. I don't want to talk to you. No more. I'm trying to stay in the will of God. Let's go to Philippians. Maybe y'all didn't agree with that. It's right anyway. Either y'all didn't agree, you're listening, or it's just early. It's early. I can still get an amen early, right? Good God, y'all hard to work with, boy. Let's go to Philippians 2. Submit to the devil, to God, and resist the devil. Philippians 2 and 8. Look at Jesus. And being found in appearance as a man, Philippians 2 and 8, and being found in appearance as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself and became what? Obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Y'all see this? Even Jesus had to obey the will of God. He humbled himself and became obedient. It goes back to what I was saying earlier. We have to make ourselves obey God sometime. Got to make myself obey God. I don't want to or feel like it, but I have to become obedient. Your parents can't make you do certain things. Your pastor can't make you do certain things. It has to be a choice. He became obedient. You have to humble yourself every day and pray. Make yourself pray. If you can check your phone, reply, you can get on Netflix, Hulu, and all Amazon and all that, then you can surely make yourself do the will of God. Go in there and fix yourself. You can make yourself get up and get something to eat. You can be tired and got to drive an hour, but you can make yourself drive that hour. You can be sleepy but got to be to work. You got to make yourself go to work. But isn't it amazing how we come up sometimes with excuses when it comes to making ourselves obey God? Isn't that amazing? Child, I don't want to go grocery shopping, but I got to get up and go. Yeah, because if you don't go grocery shopping, you ain't going to have nothing to eat at the house. Ooh, child, I'm tired. I got to wash these clothes. You ain't got to, but you choose to wear clean clothes. No, you got some young folk, they don't care. They just, hey, psh, just put it on and move. Make yourself brush your teeth. And do other things, young folk. But look at Jesus. He became obedient. Now, where in your life do you need to become obedient? Where do you need to humble yourself? and become obedient. Jesus did it all the way to death. Look at your own personal life. What do I need to humble myself and become obedient to the will of God? Is it how you handle your money? Is it how you give? Is it how you treat folk? Some of us, you need to make yourself be nice. Yeah, you do. You need to make yourself be nice. Because if you Christian, you're supposed to have love one toward another. That's how folk gonna know that you're a disciple of Christ. But you always mean? You gotta make yourself speak sometime. Make yourself give me a hug. Come here and give me a hug. And smile about it. Pastor say, turn to your neighbor, and they just look at me. Make yourself turn to your neighbor. Become obedient. Humble yourself. Sometimes you don't want to obey your spouse. Y'all have first lady, loudest one in the church. At least she being honest. You get down to that last chicken wing, and they be wanting that last chicken wing. You got to show some luck. Go on, you can have it. How many got at least one area in your life you know you need to humble yourself? How many like me, you probably got more than three things in your life you need to just humble yourself and become obedient. This your rhema. Remember, it's part of maturity. When you and I can just humble ourselves and obey God, that's saying, oh yeah, you want to mature. You want to grow up. When you can hear a message that step all on your toes and you still ain't mad at the preacher, you can just still obey that word, that's maturity right there. Am I right about it? Okay, let's close it out in 1 Peter, and then we're getting ready to go home. 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5 and 5. Y'all do know when we hear the word, God going to test us, right? Yeah, he going to see if we're going, if we've received this word. 1 Peter 5 and 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. Look at this. And be clothed with humility. That's what I want us to see. If we're going to be humble folk, we got to be clothed with humility. We got to think, talk, and behave with humility. There are times you could go off, but you just have to humble yourself. There are times you're wrong and you need to get it right. In order to get it right, you just have to humble yourself. Humble yourself and apologize. Humble yourself and fix the situation. Don't do that childish stuff. Well, I was waiting on you to say something. No, if you was wrong, you go to your brother and get it right. That's what the Bible teaches us to do, right? We have to be clothed with humility. Clothed with humility. That's talking about covered. How are we covered? How we think, how we talk, and how we act. It's hard for some folk to give a compliment. They think they're better than everybody else. But then it's hard for some folk to receive a compliment. Now, just clothe yourself with humility. If somebody look nice, man, you look good. Girl, you look good. Or if somebody come to you, hey, you show a little sharp. Just, hey, appreciate it, baby, appreciate it. Just be clothed in everything we do with humility. You got 100, but then it's an offering asking for $75. You got to get to the point where you just say, hey,
I'm grateful the Lord has blessed me to have it. And I'm just going to be clothed with humility. I got 100. I ain't going to do that childish stuff and give 5 and ask for change. If he asking for 75 and I got it, I'm going to give it. No, you got folk to do that. They got 40. They ask for a $30 offer. They give 10 and ask for change. No, when you clothe with humility, you have the mindset, well, Lord, you blessed me with this. Surely you can bless me with more. I'm just going to give and trust you. Woo, I didn't get no help with that one. But I'm right. You know why? Because I've been there. Clothe with humility. Just submit to one another, whether it's to leadership, your elders, your parents, what have you, to God, we just have to be submissive. Be to the point to where we are humble folk. Whatever God requires, as long as it's according to his will, we just willing to comply. We willing to comply. Am I right about it? As faith walkers, we need to be humble. We need to be humble faith walkers. How many received the teaching? Let's give God a hand clap of praise for the lesson on this morning. Come on, let's put our hands together this morning.
Yeah. You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. This the way to go. The show. This the way to go. The show. This the way to go.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to the Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.